Quezon Voice News, your global link.
Zambia Land Alliance calls for refinement of Bill 13. Opposition leader calls for 37-year jail term for pornography offenders. And floods kill at least 25 people in northeastern Nigeria. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. The Zambia Land Alliance has raised concerns over Section 57A of the proposed Lands and Deeds Registry Amendment Bill of 2015, calling for its refinement to ensure alignment to the principles of fair justice enshrined in the Zambian Constitution. Alliance Executive Director Patrick Msole noted that while the bill is well-intentioned, certain provisions, particularly under Section 57A, pose risks that could undermine its objective of addressing land disputes and curbing fraudulent land acquisitions. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Osaka today, Mr. Msole said that the bill contains vulnerabilities such as the unilateral authority granted to the chief registrar, which carries a high risk of corruption, bias and political interference. He further pointed out that the notification mechanisms in the current proposal are inadequate, warning that if this is not addressed, affected parties could be marginalized as they may not be properly informed of proceedings that affect their land rights. Mr. Msole also raised concern over the appeals process, which allows applicants to challenge the chief registrar's decision through a government minister. Ministers are politicians, and allowing appeals to them introduces a risk of political bias, which may compromise the independence and fairness of the review process, said Mr. Msole.
Rather than throwing this bill away, we have proposed solutions to address the concerns that we have highlighted, such as strengthening the institutional integrity, improving notification and participation, then safeguarding due diligence process, ensuring decentralization and transparency. And we feel that if these areas are addressed, we will end up with a piece of law that can help deal with the illegal land allocation and the lots of illegal titles that we have in this country.
Meanwhile, the Agricultural Institute of Zambia, AIZ, has expressed concern over the proposed Lands and Deeds Registry Amendment Bill of 2025, currently under review, which seeks to empower the chief registrar to cancel certificates of title in cases involving fraud, error or legal violations. AIZ President Kavwanga Yambayamba emphasized the need to safeguard land tenure security as a foundation for sustainable agricultural investment. Mr. Yambayamba cautioned that if not carefully implemented, the amendment could adversely threaten agricultural productivity and rural livelihoods. Government is urged to ensure a transparent legislative process that includes independent oversight to prevent potential misuse of the proposed powers, said Mr. Yambayamba. He recommended that appeals related to land title cancellations be handled by an independent tribunal or judicial body rather than solely by the office of the chief registrar. Mr. Yambayamba also called on the Ministry of Lands to undertake broad-based public sensitization campaigns, particularly targeting rural landowners who may be the most affected by the changes. He reiterated the Institute's commitment to supporting policy and legal reforms that improve land governance and promote responsible agricultural development. Opposition Leadership Movement President Richard Silumbe has proposed that individuals found producing or circulating pornographic content in Zambia should be sentenced to 37 years in prison. Dr. Silumbe said such stiff punishment would help promote a morally upright society. He said this when he featured on Christian Voices chatback program on the topic National Matters. It is sad to learn that people found with pornographic material are only warned and cautioned by the police, said Dr. Silumbe. He argued that warnings and cautions do not deter offenders from engaging in immoral acts. Dr. Silumbe further warned that the country will continue to experience moral decay if stronger laws are not enforced to protect societal values.
All children, no matter how good the background would be, they would be influenced and there will be moral erosion out there. So we need a system that puts immoral aspects at bay by legislation. You know, when you legislate laws, then you are going to see a society that moderates itself, and the family values will be reinforced. Because you can bring up children, but how are they destroyed? They are destroyed by so many things. They go on social media, they'll see pornographic materials, they'll see all kinds of things.
Agriculture expert Edify Hamukale has commended the over 16 million kwacha compensation awarded to farmers affected by water pollution caused by acid spillages from Sino Metals and Rock Zinc mining. Dr. Hamukale says the funds will allow farmers to drill boreholes for clean water, which will support household use, crop irrigation, and livestock care. Dr. Hamukale's remarks follow Copper Belt Province Minister Elisha Matambo's announcement that approximately 449 farmers affected by Sino Metals spillages will receive compensation, and additional 214 farmers impacted by pollution from Rock Zinc Mining Limited will also be compensated for damage to their fish, goats, and other livestock. He has since urged beneficiaries to use the funds responsibly, emphasizing that the compensation is intended to help secure alternative water sources and other agriculture-related resources, and not to cover day-to-day cost of living. Dr. Hamukale has advised farmers to invest the money wisely to restore access to clean and reliable water for their agricultural needs.
So that support is welcome, because the farmers can fill boreholes to be able to have fresh water supply for irrigation and for their livestock, and also for their home use. So I know that over time, the acid will subsidize because the water is always flowing fast. But for now, it's a very necessary intervention, and we really appreciate that decision. Because that support is compensated. So that money is meant to find alternative sources of water, such as underground, to meet everyday cost of living.
We now join Chela Siluamba with the latest on the money markets.
It's a good afternoon to our listeners on the Moan Radio Station, updating on the business side as usual. Quickly in stock markets, I'm looking at Stock Exchange 28, 20, 888, and believe it or not, I've just seen a transaction yesterday. CEC, their shares are 24 per share, and 3 million went in. That's above $1 million, right? And of course, 44,828 Dow Jones, 9112, that is London Stock Exchange. Currency wise, looks like the dollar strong international market, 1.33, that goes the pound, 1.15 goes the euro, 1.09 I've given you, that is Australian, New Zealand, and of course Aussie dollar rather, 0.62 New Zealand, 1.09, 7.18 Chinese yuan, 87.42 Indian rupees, 19.86 African rand. Kwacha strong, a bit of some wobble, but within a range. The banks are buying as low as 22.9, 22.8, selling it as low as 23.2, 23.4. That is okay. You can't complain on those levels. Brent crude on 7180, jet fuel 68.51. Now, when I'm looking at jet fuel and Brent crude, I likely pump price remaining the same or slightly going up. 4.28 wheat international market, 4.11 corn, 1.009 soybeans, 3.328.64 an ounce, that is a gold. Copper, 9.746, 8.15, 1.30, that is for you on a nickel, rather than a nickel, yes.